My name is Conrad Grew. I live in Sudbury. I'm a pension officer 6 years from Falconbridge Nickel. Originally, I'm from Mattawa, and I go there often. This weekend, we went down to Mattawa. We had a huge poker run in Quebec, about 6 miles north of Mattawa. No, pardon me, about 13 miles north of Mattawa. 48 bikes. I had a great time. Brought my grandson with me, Aaron. He's 12 years old, and we had a good time. The best time was Saturday night. We're making a bonfire outside. A cousin of mine, myself, there's a bunch of people talking. I forget what time it would be. It would be about 9 o'clock, I guess, something like that. When you can just barely start seeing stars in the sky. And I am a stargazer. But I just backed away from the fire and I looked up and here's this huge white ball. It had to be big because if you'd look at it, the brightest star in the sky, this thing would look about 10 times bigger than that, than any brightest star in the sky, 10 times if not bigger. And it was just like it floated. It was up high, I would say thousands of feet, but it just kind of floated across the sky. And I grabbed my cousin's shoulder. I says, "Toby, look at what the hell is that? Look at that big thing going across the sky." There was no blinking. It was white, a dull but bright white. No noise, no afterburn from a jet, no nothing. And it just went straight across, and it was going like it would be going about northeast. And then by the time I got somebody else to look at it, we lost sight of it over the treetops. But anyhow, about a month before this, my brother-in-law, Mark Duchesne from Mattawa, and my cousin, Gilles Gendro, they had a similar experience, but a better one than we did. They had gone fishing on the Ottawa River in the same area, and as they're going out to join Highway 533 to go back to Mattawa, they seen this huge triangular-shaped what UFO about 200 feet on top of the trees, all lit up with different lights, no noise, no nothing. It was amazing what they saw, and they contacted Michelle. They contacted me, and I contacted Michelle, and we reported it. And what I'm talking about now is the same area, and we didn't see it at 200 feet. It was like I said, thousands of feet up. But whatever it was huge. No blinking lights, though, just white. So this was Saturday. Saturday would be August the 26th. The next day, Sunday, 27th, the gang left, so there was only about 7 or 8 of us left at the camp. Myself, my cousin, his wife, his granddaughter and a friend, and my grandson, and this other friend of ours, Jeff Jodwin. And we had, a fire going, no Delco going, just an oil lamp in the camp, and we all sit around outside, and it was so beautiful, millions of stars up there. So we could see, like, jets going by, little red blinks, like jets usually do, like, you know, strobe lights. And the odd satellite goes by, and this and that. And way down, as a crow flies, looking down by the Ottawa River, directly east from where we were, this thing, we could see it coming, and it stopped. And it's a little bit bigger than the biggest star in the sky. And my cousin, she wasn't too much of a believer in UFOs, although she's kind of religious, but anyhow... She's the one that noticed it first. She says, "Look at that star. How come it's zigzagging like that?" So we all stepped away from the fire and we started looking up in the sky. And sure enough, whatever this was, it was pulsating like it was white. And then you could see a red and different colors, but it was far away. And it started to go up and right back down and zigzag from left to right. I would shoot up, straight up, stay there, and come right back down again. It was amazing what it did. We watched that one for, a good 20 minutes before it disappeared over the tree line, over a different mountain. And as we're looking at that, my grandson noticed another one. It came out of the sky, out of nowhere, and it made a loop right around up in the sky, like a circle, like a big loop, and it just took off like a flash in a different area.
Yeah.
And that was that one. And about 10 minutes later, we're still talking about everything. Another one appeared. This one here would be looking around. It would be more south from, because we're north. It would be directly south in the same line as where my brother-in-law and my cousin seen this large UFO on top of the trees a month earlier. This one here was, it wasn't that high up in the sky, but it was doing the same thing, dancing up and down, zigzagging all over the place. It was amazing to see it. And we must have watched this one here for close to an hour. We'd get tired of looking, and then we'd go back and look again, and sure enough, it had moved maybe from the edge of one mountain up to another mountain, up and down, zigzagging all over. So it was something else to see. And we lost sight of that one again. It just kept going further and further away. The light would go out almost, and then all of a sudden it would come back up again, and it was almost twice as big as it was before, and then it just faded away from sight, and we lost sight of it. And that's about it for... We kept looking around, but then the fog started to set in from the river. We're on top of a mountain, and the fog started to come up, and by then it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. So we sort of gave up on it. It was pretty cold, and we all went to bed talking about this, and on Monday morning, everybody was still talking about it, especially the ones that don't believe in UFOs, because they had seen what they had seen, and nobody had an answer for what they saw, except for myself, because I seen one in 1975. Was the first experience I had, and I've always been a believer since. But we had a good weekend, and I'm going back this weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, and I'm bringing my camera down and video, binoculars, and hopefully we'll see something else, and I'll be able to take photographs, and if I do, I'll be the first one to phone Mike and bring it in, so you can put it on the internet, or let somebody else look at it, or whatever. It sure would make my day. And that's about it for today. Bye-bye. Something else I forgot to mention. We seen this Sunday night. Monday morning around 9 o'clock, I was down, coming out of our cabin where we slept, and I could hear noise over the mountain, and two F-18s flew by, clipping pretty fast. I'd say they were about 10,000 feet, and they were going northeast. I don't know what it meant, but I've seen them fly by a few times before, but I mean, I just thought I'd notice it, because when I did see a UFO... once in Sudbury here, they had scrambled jets from the States, so I just thought I'd mention it.